Going to seek this evening to connect the dots with a couple of different Bible verses to make the point that I believe that that they convey. The first one that we'll look at is in the book of Colossians, and it's Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5, which reads as follows. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Remember that. And now we'll turn over to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. We'll read verse 11, which says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed." Next, we'll turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll read verses 15 and 16, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, which says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." And then the scripture that I use to kind of wrap this up, although I could cover many more, but for now, I'll focus on this, and that would be Titus chapter 1. I'm sorry, Titus. Yes, Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, which says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." Think about that. Before time began. Time is something that we feel we have some understanding of, but absolutely no control over. Time moves without any influence at all from man. We can move this podium. We could tear down this building. We could drain a lake. We can do certain things with tangible items. But time, it just goes. But before time began, God had put together eternal life for us. And now, as we live in this world at this time in 2025 in August, we only have so much. We could be 9 years old. We could be 69 years old, 39. It doesn't matter. That clock is going to keep ticking. And at some point, this life will end. And so we have been encouraged and admonished and taught, as we just saw in just these four verses alone, but so many more places in the Bible. We have to use the time. We cannot change it. We cannot stop it. Are we using our time appropriately? Are we using our time wisely? Are we taking advantage of the time that we have? Or are we going to let the world confuse us and distract us and pull us off of the path that we need to stay on? They're the ones that don't understand that the clock is ticking. They're the ones that don't accept the fact that eternity awaits. They're the ones that don't realize that God created everything, including a beginning of this world and an end. And so what we must do as faithful members of the church is understand time is short, time is real, and earthly time will end. For us at some point, for sure, and for this world, God will bring it to a halt. If our lives have already ended at that point, then what we've done with the time that we have will determine where we spend eternity. So I encourage you to go back into the Bible and look up other references to time. Share that with family, friends, neighbors. Help them wake up to the fact that the clock is ticking and that God is watching and waiting. And He has been so patient with us, all of us here, because we're still here. But one day we won't be. One day we'll be in eternity, either with God in heaven or without Him in hell. Which one? It's up to us to decide. We get to choose. He gives us freedom of choice. We must use our time to save our soul. We can do it. All we have to do is follow what God has laid out for us. The path is clear. What is that path? First, we must hear the word, believe, and repent of our sins. Next, we have to get baptized. And then, once we've been baptized, we must live a life that's acceptable in His sight. We have a baptistry here, so we're always ready to do that. If we need to modify our lives, members of the church are here ready to work with you, pray with you, for you, and support you. But let's remember that time is fleeting, and that we must use it wisely in order to save our souls. If anything that I've said this evening makes sense, or if you want to study more about it, we'd be happy to do so. But of course, right now, we want to take advantage of the time that we have, while we have it, to turn our lives to God. So if that's something that you need to do, please come forward now as we stand and as we sing.